Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
John Knox was a voice in the wilderness. One of his biographers writes, he was a stern man for a stern age. Church historians love to compare Luther and Calvin and Knox. I think the best way to describe the three of them was that Luther carried the torch, Calvin carried the pen, and Knox carried the sword in fashioning and forming the great Reformation of the 16th and on into the 17th centuries. If you're a student of history, you certainly have come across and dwelt upon the name of John Knox. He was controversial in many ways, a man of passion and fire in the pulpit. His life was shaped and marked by battles with Bloody Mary, who stood nose to nose against him, and it seemed as though she won the victory when she banished him from his pulpit, and he left to live for a while in Geneva. She didn't realize it, but he simply got a hold of the writings and the life of John Calvin, and there he came back with renewed zeal after her death, and by 1560, Scotland embraced the Reformed faith. He was more involved in the political scene than any of the Reformers, especially those who were his contemporaries. Being a man of controversy, he even received criticism for his domestic life. As a matter of fact, it was at the age of 50 that he married a 17-year-old English lass named Margaret Stuart. But from that relationship, there came three daughters, and there also came a measure of quiet piety into his life. There was a tenderness brought out in his life by that marriage, so that by the end of his life, he had quieted down somewhat, and in fact, on his deathbed, he said to Margaret, and I quote, "Go, read where I first cast my anchor." Without further instruction, his wife went, found the copy of the scriptures he had used and preached from for years, and she turned quietly to the 17th of John. And every day of his waning days on earth, she read aloud to him the 26 verses of the 17th of John. You see, Knox was a believer that the saint who advances on his knees never retreats. It was said, as a matter of fact, by Mary, Queen of the Scots, on one occasion, she said it publicly, she feared the prayers of John Knox more than the combined armies of Scotland. Not only a man of fervency and passion on his feet, but on his knees. He believed that God was on his throne and man was on his footstool, and there was only a knee's distance in between the two. And it was there on his knees that Knox found all the fire he needed and the courage to carry the message of Jesus Christ, the believer priesthood, the whole ministry of the Holy Spirit, the inerrancy of the Word of God to the people in the highlands and cities of his homeland, the land of Scotland. Go, read where I first cast my anchor. Some of his last words spoken on earth. He lived in a battleship, but he was successful because of the place where that anchor was located.
You and I can't see the future, so we need to hold on to God's hand and trust Him. God always proves Himself faithful, and when the situation seems impossible from a human point of view, that's when God does His most magnificent work. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Divine Intercession, was copyrighted in 1976 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.